This is Joe Eustace, president of the Waseca County Historical Society. And I'm visiting with Emil Felsky of 405 West 4th Street, Janesville, Minnesota. Mr. Felsky is authoring a article on the old village of Empire, which was unknown to me until it was brought to my attention by Violet Thorson, or correction, Violet Panzram. Mr. Felsky, where were you born?
I was born in Janesville Township, about 4 miles northeast of Janesville.
And what year?
1889.
And that makes you?
Almost 89 years old.
Almost 89 years old. And what was your business?
I was a farmer all my life.
Farmed all your life. And Mrs. Felsky, I understand, is deceased.
She's deceased, yes.
Now, Mr. Felsky, tell me something about your early days here in Janesville. I was born here, 66 years ago, and not too far from you, over on the next street. So the house that I was born in is, of course, is no longer there. But tell me a little bit about your early years as farming.
Well, I grew up on the farm with my folks at home there. And, I can say this, I went to school through the seventh grade, and I was advanced to the eighth grade. And then, of course, my father took me out of school and put me to work. And that's all the schooling I've had.
That was sort of custom in those days.
It was at that time, yeah.
You had how many in your family?
Five.
Five of you. Mm-hmm. And how many are still living?
Just one brother.
You and one brother.
Mm-hmm.
Then, and what year were you married?
1917.
And to whom?
To a girl by the name of Mary Schmidt.
Mary Schmidt. Fine. And was she a Janesville person?
Yes, she was born and raised in Janesville.
What were the early days of Janesville like? I've heard rumors about the Cahills and the judge. You know, my grandfather was here. His name, I don't know his first name, but it was Mr. Eustace. I don't know his first name anymore. But and what was it like in your early days here?
Well, it was a thriving village, and everybody knew each other, and we could get everything we wanted here in town. And
quite a nice. And I think it was predominantly German and some Irish, right? That made
it. It was a mixture, yes.
Yeah, good mixture.
Good mixture, about 50-50.
And they got along all right.
Oh yes, once in a while a little trouble. But
sure. Well, I understand. In the old days, they used to have a little problem. What prompted you to author this article on Empire?
I prompted it?
Yeah.
Well, I saw an article in the Mankato Free Press, and I was a stamp collector. I was in it too heavy to suit myself, but I was interested in it. A man came along here and he wanted to buy it. And while we were dealing on the business, he mentioned cream. He wanted to know the history of cream. And he was very much interested. And then I became interested, and I met some people from out there. I used to live about 4 miles from there.
Now, cream, that's another village.
Yeah, right. I used to live near about 4 miles from there, but at that time there was nothing there no more. But I heard it mentioned once in a while. But through this other stamp dealer, he had an envelope that was stamped in the post office of cream. And he asked me if I could give him some information on it. Well, I said, well, I would try and ask some of the older people out there and find out for him to do that. And then I got more involved in it, and then I just wrote up the article.
Were You suppose that got its name because of a creamery, or?
I think so.
Are you the gentleman then that gave us the article on cream we have?
I am, yes.
Well, we sure appreciate that. That's in the archives over there also. Well, how long did you continue farming then?
Well, I farmed till 1956 when health made me quit.
Now, in 56, well, you were gay. Is your farm still in the family, or?
No, I sold the farm.
You sold the farm. Now, who lives on your farm today? I might recognize.
Young couple by the name of Witt, or Harlan Witt.
Harlan Witt. I guess I'm not familiar with that. Well, as I understand it then, Mr. Felsky, you feel you might be able to complete this manuscript within the next couple of months?
Well, I would hope so, yes.
And you know how to get in touch with Miss Panzram or else myself?
I have her address, yes.
Yes, surely. Well, we'll be glad to come and pick it up. We will edit it. We will have it printed in book form and with your name as author, and we'll be very happy to have it, because there's information.
Be thankful for it, yes.
Yeah. We'd love to work with it that way. Now, tell me something about your early days in Janesville when you came into Elysian. As I understood it, the Lake Elysian came right over to the edge of Janesville here. I remember my father telling me that as a youngster they used to put their skates on right here and skate up to Elysian. Can you remember that, or was that after your time?
Well, that was a little later. I can remember when they started dredging the lake. I can remember that, yes.
You can remember that. Then, do you remember, I remember too, if you quote the number of stores that you had here, like grocery stores and stuff. As I remember, there was quite a
group of them. I just can't think of all the names.
Did you know some of the older, like Black Jim Cahill and all of those?
I know him well, yes.
Those gentlemen, yeah. I recall, I think he was a judge here for a while, if I remember.
Yeah, yes.
Or justice of the peace, if you prefer. Yeah. Because I remember paying a fine to him for speeding through Janesville. And he was a relative of mine. I don't know how I recall that. Well, as you come into Janesville from the east going west, the large home there, you say, was the Jennison.
Yes.
And I remember in child's history or somewhere along the way, my parents telling me about the Jennisons in the milling business. And that later become the Janesville Mill, did it?
Well, they called it, changed names. It was, last I know of it, was known as the Empire Mill.
Empire Mill.
Yeah.
In about the 1920s, somewhere in the early to middle 20s, I had cousins who worked in that flour mill yet. Jim Eustace's boys. So, and I think at that time they told me that about the Jennisons having been the former owners there. Well, tell me this then. What year did you get your first automobile? I suppose you came to town with horse and buggies like everyone else.
Like everyone else, yes. Well, I got my first automobile, that is my own personal automobile, in 1923.
Do you remember what kind?
The Chevrolet.
Chevrolet in 1923.
Yeah.
Well, then you've seen a lot of history, Mr. Felsky.
I've seen quite a bit of it, yes.
Quite a bit of history. And most of it is for the better. I think the United States, the progression they've made has been fantastic.
Progressed a lot.
Yes. We sometimes are a little critical of mismanagement, perhaps, but...
That's human nature.
Fine. Sure it is. Well, I sure appreciate this opportunity to visit with you, and I trust that We'll be hearing from you in the next couple of months, Emil, and we'll be happy to come over and get your manuscript. I would certainly like to have it in print for you to view and approve before something happens, but because it's your age and mine, it can happen anytime, can't it? It can happen anytime. Well, I sure appreciate this on behalf of the Waseca County Historical Society. I thank you for giving me your time.
Thank you very, very much.
Yeah.